Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is...
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, indeed. Now that we are clear about who and what we are, whatever is going on with technology, and I refuse to be frustrated. I refuse to trip. I'm going to trust. And in the process of trusting, I am going to simply let my soul remember. Because when I remember what my soul remembers, then I can be at peace. Other than that, we don't even want to talk about that. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, and we're here to inspire you. And Sherry Cortland will be joining us real soon, and we're just gonna dance with what is happening because technology has no power over me. I know who I am. I know what I am. let my soul surrender, because my mind is about to trip. Ricky, please rescue me. Ricky, come on. Do something. My soul surrender. Trust the process and know that all is really well.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show.
And we'll be back after this.
What am I to do? What am I? Yeah. Like a child, and you are.
message.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic. Awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. Memory, dawn is breaking, waves are coming in, everybody here, standing in wonder, beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love.
We are awakening.
awakening. We are indeed awakening. Yes. No matter what. We are going to dance with life. Yes, Mitan with Deva Pramal. Awakening. Sometimes, even in the awakening state, things look chaotic, or things don't work the way you think they should work. But the real deal is, can you bring yourself back to the center? So let's just bring ourselves back to the center. No, not you. I want you to help me bring me back to my center. Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. I surrender. And life happened to and as me. We started the show. Let's take a breath. We didn't take a breath, did we? Yeah, that's what's going on. Okay, let's breathe in together. And breathe out. Breathe in again. Deep breath. Breathe in the breath and life of God, the love of God. And breathe out any distractions, pain, challenges. Whatever is moving through you that's causing you to feel like you're out of alignment, breathe in again. Breathe in the love of God, the love of Godness, the love of goodness, the love of life. And breathe out joy. The joy lives in you, lives as you. And we say yes. We say yes. Because we know how to use our spiritual tools. We say yes because we're awakening. And we say yes because we've learned to surrender to our soul. To find out more about Mitan and Deva Pramal, their website address is Deva Pramal, DevaPremal, and Mitan.com. Deva Pramal and Mitan. Mitan's name is spelled M-I-T-E-N, Deva Pramal and Mitan.com. We started the show with Vicky Byers Beckwith, who reminded us to let our soul surrender, that we may be at peace, at one with the One, that we may find our center. To find out more about Vicky Byers Beckwith, her website address is weletitbe.com. WeLetItBe.com, and her other virtual home is AgapeLive.com, AgapeLive.com. I am here, you are here. So, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you are here. You came here to make a difference. Now it's time to step it up and start living. You're on the edge, the edge of transformation. You are the edge. You are the transformation. So when everything seems crazy, rather than ask why, just pay attention. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. Just pay attention. Invest in focus. Invest in being receptive to what is wanting to be birthed. And also understand that sometimes when things are challenging, when things are going crazy, then maybe there's a resetting that's happening, a reprogramming. There's an opportunity for us to embrace the shifts, the dance of life. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am is your host. And the I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade and all the other names that I embrace the metaphysical rebel, the naughty professor, the weird one, the crazy one. It's all good because it's all God. Yes, today's theme or today's conversation is helping you activate your power tools. Some of us, we have our tools, just we haven't updated it lately. The tools are just lying dormant. It's time to activate your tools, your spiritual tools. It's time to apply them. It's time to put them to work. It's time to trust the tools and recognize that you are here for something bigger, something amazing. Sometimes the tools come in the form of another human being, and you're like, oh, I don't know why this person is in my life. Don't get so complicated. The fact that they're pissing you off, that's why they're in your life. Woo, Lord. You got to look for the windows of opportunity so that you may raise your vibration. Because this is a new age. And when people say, how did you raise your vibration? Well, I use my spiritual tools. What are you talking about? Shh. Be quiet and listen. Woo, thank you, thank you, thank you. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. So let's get some information for you. And they will give me some time, buy me time to do what I do. I'm so glad. I'm so thankful for you, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am great. I am breathing through this moment with you. And our Sherry is in the house, so I already got some fairy dust in the studio. Let me sprinkle some on you and the computer in your studio. Okay, just excuse me for a moment, people. I'm just sprinkling. sprinkle.
That's right.
All of the beautiful ancestors and non-physical beings and the guides that are around us right now, letting us know that this is our third treat of having a powerful, sacred conversation with Sherry Cortland and her whole gang. So we don't have anything to worry about. All is well.
Okay, so
I mean, she got a power crew.
Let's do something here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you? Yeah, you can hear me now. So what's the last thing you just said?
I can hear you.
I hit myself twice.
I feel some electricity, too.
Yeah.
Do
Let's
you?
See. This is... Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Okay,
up
I know what's...
Here. Okay, sorry.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
This is not working. All right, let's try now.
Actually, I was talking, and you didn't hear me, did you?
No, I did not.
And you were listening. You didn't say nothing. You were just all quiet.
Yeah, I was like, you know, wow.
Maybe it's the Gigi trying to align us.
I think
you don't
so.
Know who the Gigi's are. Don't worry. You'll find out. So what I was saying to myself is why don't you just go ahead and do the announcement.
Yeah. I'm going to do it right
hopefully,
now.
And if I can't work it out, if all that's happening here doesn't work itself out, I just get Sherry to run the show. And I just call in every now and then to tell her how much I'm enjoying the show. And tell them, you have a special guest, and we have a special host. And Sherry called
her. Oh, well, she could do it. All right. Well, let me, I'm going to do these announcements. Welcome our silent guest, disguised as listeners, and Tamara Joy is in the house. Welcome. Breathe with us as we work through the technical gifts and challenges and blessings that we're receiving right now. Talk about using your spiritual tools. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the metaphysical level, a.k.a. Life Coach Today right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations
You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day and our wonderful guest, Sherry Cortland, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach a Day button and fill in email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach a Day any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he'll answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach a Day's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of October is Say Yes to Love. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help you shift one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach a Day is going to be flying solo to provide you some soul food for your consciousness. So be sure to be there to catch his latest download. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach a Day on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity on your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with Ade Milani Fawoshe on 12radio.com. Life Coach a Day is hosting a musical show dedicated to getting you in touch with all of your senses. So make sure you can join him to remind yourself about your quest to love, dream, and connect with the inner freedom within. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach a Day drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show or the Life Conversations Radio fan like pages on Facebook and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach a Day.
Thank you, Celeste. How's the sound on that on your side?
I can hear you.
Okay,
a little
good.
Bit like you're in a tunnel, but we can hear you.
Okay, well, let's just say that a bad day for my soul is a bad day for my ego is a good day for my soul, because the perfectionist in me and all that other stuff is being challenged. But I'm going to work it out. This is what I'm going to do.
We'll love you through it.
I know, that's right. All right, thank you very much, Celeste. Appreciate you. All right. Here we go. This is much better, right, Celeste? This is much better, isn't it? It better be. Oh, I'm just
you're
left
closer,
to
Rick. Let's do a group hug.
A group hug and a Gigi hug. Put me in the center of the hug. Yes, I feel better now.
Okay.
I'm getting there. All right.
Have a great show. Free Sherry, she'll make you feel so much better. Here we go.
I know. I told you, Sherry's hosting the show. I'm just listening to what Sherry has to say today. Her and the GGs. All right. Talk to you later. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And life is doing what life does, presents us with an opportunity to grow and let go. And I am truly in the midst of it, and you get to observe me go through my shift, because I already released the crap, so I'm having the shift now. I just feel so what I feel. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring on Sherry. Oh, yeah, it's time to bring on Sherry. I'm going to read a little bit about her and bring her on. The spider woman just gave me a hint. She said, bring on Sherry and you'll be okay. You got to learn to listen to the woman. The woman, they know just what we need. Yes, I need some spiritual tools. Sherry Courtland is in the house. As Celeste said earlier, she's been here several times and she's back again. And there's more. So Sherry Courtland is a spiritual growth accelerator. Oh, that's what's going on. She's accelerating my spirituality. Okay. No wonder I felt stretched. Feel like I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm sitting in somebody else's radio studio. This is mine. Okay. Sherry Courtland is a spiritual growth accelerator, secretary to the spirit, and an author. Via automatic writing, Sherry works with her spirit guide, Jeremy, and the guide group, who are also known as Gigi, to channel much of the information for her first book, Windows of Opportunity, and two other groups. Okay, the bio said, with two other groups, led by spirit guides Gilbert and Aknanda, for her second book, Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age. She worked with all three guys group on her newest book, which is Spiritual Toolbox. Sherry is also the Orlando Metaphysical columnist for TheExaminer.com. She is so much more. She's always writing. She's always downloading, even while she's throwing a tantrum. Why do you have to write this? Why do we need to do this? And her guy just says, Sherry, because the world needs it. So while I'm saying, why am I going through this? Why am I feel out of sorts? Let's just welcome my guest. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychic and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest, my friend, myself, Sherry Courtland. Hello, Sherry. How are you doing?
Celeste, thank you so much for having me back on your wonderful show. I've missed you. I've been in withdrawal.
Yes, it's been over a year. Can you believe that? It has been over a year.
I know. You're cracking me up that today, though, I throw a tantrum, I think you're right.
Wow, we writing another book.
I never thought about that.
What's even funny about it is you know that you're a secretary for spirit. Why are you asking why we're writing another book?
I know. I don't know what I'm thinking. I really don't know. But I never thought about it as a tantrum until you said it, and then I thought, oh my gosh, he's so right. That is what I do.
I'm throwing tantrums silently myself because I don't know what is going on. I got two laptops in front of me, but we're here. All is well. So,
well, if it makes you feel any better, I broke my toe yesterday, and my website was hacked into and taken over by some Serbian militia group, and I'm still trying to get their stuff off of it. So something is definitely going on right now.
Wow. Yes. Well, now, I don't have a I don't have a broken toe. What I'm going through feels like a pain in the neck, but I'm just going to release it right now.
That's right. We'll throw that pain in the neck and that pain in the toe right out the door.
And just out of the door. Nothing can stop us.
That's right. And we'll catch up.
So, my friend, yes, I definitely miss you, feeling your energy right now. I want to ask you this question, because every day is a new day. I read a little bit about you, but I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Sherry Portland?
Well, now that is a question I don't think anybody has ever asked me before, and I think it's probably the hardest question I've ever been answered. You know, I am nobody special. I'm just here on planet Earth with the rest of my fellow souls to do really what you said earlier when you said that we all come here to make a difference. You know, we're here for ourselves. We're on our own spiritual journey. We're here for our species to help ourselves evolve. We're all connected, so as one of us moves forward, the rest of us move forward, and we're all here to help our planet, and I'm just one of the gang, that's all, and it just so happens that my particular guide group likes to force me out of that spiritual closet and channel information for books, So here I am on your wonderful show, but honestly, there's nothing special about me, and I'm just secretary to spirit, really, just trying to help folks move forward in their journey.
I hear you. You are just so ordinarily special. That's what you're trying to tell us, right?
I'm not special at all. Not at all. And, you know, my mantra for this year is that everyone deserves direct communication with spirit. And I was so, so very happy to see that the things that the guide group wanted to include in my newest book, Spiritual Toolbox, and I'm not meaning to do a commercial there, but I was just so, so happy with all of the information that's in there to help folks be able to speak with their own guides directly without an intermediary, because the time for that is past. I mean, nobody loves to go to a psychic or have their cards read more than I do. I love it, love it, love it. But there are times when we just can't avail ourselves of those things. So it's nice to be able to sit down in meditation or to sit down and do some automatic writing and get a little wisdom and information from our guides. So that's what I'm really all about these days, helping people move forward that way.
Yes, yes, because truly, I mean, it's the simplest thing. We're reminded, we're told that the answer is within us, but somehow we're like, where? Can I have direction? It's not on my GPS. You know, we just can't seem to access the information that we keep being reminded. You know, from that's 24 hours has been sort of interest. Well, it's more so this morning. And last night I was trying to get into your book. I've been able to scan it, but I couldn't read it like I like to get into the book. So here's the perspective. And this morning, too, it's just been crazy. And I'm thinking, what is going on? And I keep hearing it's going to be okay. And I know there are times when I experience moments like this, I know something is happening that I can't quite understand. So learning to trust the unknown, if you will, learning to trust a new way, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm not gonna trip. Sherry's been here before. I know Sherry. We're gonna do what we do, and because I've just been really, I want to get into the book, but it's been madness, and so I am just gonna be. Like I said, you're going to host the show. You're going to host the show. But we'll dance
no
together.
Worries.
We'll have a conversation. I won't
Absolutely.
Leave you by yourself.
No. That's okay. And you know what? You just brought up something that's so important. With all the work that I've been doing with folks lately with regarding to direct communication with spirit, I have found that many, many people are already in contact. They're in contact through their higher self, but also they're doing it in a more conscious way. But that T word always gets in the way. They're not trusting what they're getting. And that's a huge hurdle I think that we all have to go through. I mean, I went through that myself. Is this really happening to me? Am I crazy? Is spirit really talking through me? And I'm sure that you've gone through that. I'm sure Celeste has gone through that. Am I right?
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. So trust I think, is the thing of the day that we need to work on a little bit.
Indeed. And while we're trusting to let go of being perfect, that makes a difference. Because you're trying to be perfect. I'm trusting, but I'm trying to be. No, you got to let go of perfection. You got to let it all go. And, you know, the things that I want to talk about in your book, especially the first chapter, that we won't even go to that yet because that would just make people nervous. So,
Those first chapters scared me to death.
Yeah.
Scared me to death. Did not want to do it. Did not want to put them in that book.
So we're just going to slowly bring listeners in. Let me just recognize my listeners as well, because I don't think I acknowledge them, but they know, they understand. I just want to welcome all of you in the chat room, silent listeners, disguised as guests. I'm a joy. The skating angel is in the house, a.k.a. Kai. We know you. You can't hide. We know who you are. And those of you listening on the phone line, thank you for tuning in. And, of course, we want to thank our Within Radio listeners. Thank you for joining us. We are taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears. Just bring it all here. Bring it. Because, you know, this is the house of love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. So whatever you're moving through, whatever challenge you're moving through, this is the place to hear something different that will probably shift you to recognize, oh, I knew that. Sometimes you've got to open up your mouth so that you can hear what you need to hear. It's crazy how it works. So now that you've got number 347-426-3346 is the number. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Sherry and I are going to now go into the vortex. So, Sherry.
Yes, I'm in the vortex. I'm waiting for you.
You talked about direct communication with spirit, with God, with source. And mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that are moving through challenges. I know a lot of people who are going through life and things are well. But I'm sure because of the work, I am in contact with a lot of people that are just pushing through uncertainty. And myself, there are areas of my life where I'm thinking, okay, God, I don't understand it, but I trust the process. Tell us about your, for those who don't know, maybe one or two people who don't know about your process, tell us about how you made connection, where you were able to cultivate this direct communication with spirit, and how others can develop that ability as well.
Okay, so you mean how I got started and how it
yes.
kind of evolved into books for me?
Indeed,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, this was a long, long time ago now, you know, pretty close to 30 years ago, but I was reading all of the Ruth Montgomery books, and I was, you know, reading books by many, many other authors, and I just loved reading those books so much, and I couldn't wait for the next book and what was there and what was there. And as I was reading those books, I started to wonder a great deal about what is the meaning of life, you know? Why are we here? And more than why are we here, why the heck do we have to go through all this suffering, all this pain, all this anguish? Why every time we turn around is like something going wrong? I mean, what does all of this mean? There's got to be some meaning to this. And so I kind of started out on my own journey, my own search for the truth of our existence. That was really what my ultimate goal was, to find out why are we here and why do we have to go through these things. And because I had read all the Ruth Montgomery books over and over and over again, I knew that she connected with her spirit guide, Lily, through a process called automatic writing. So that's what I decided that I wanted to try and do. I wanted to try and work with my guides through automatic writing. And I didn't know very much about the process, just that I knew that Ruth Montgomery did it. She sat at her kitchen table every day, and they just came through her, kind of the lazy person's way of channeling, I think. And so I tried that, and I did that for about 3 months. I sat there at my kitchen table, and really absolutely nothing happened. And then one night I was at a psychic development class, and the teacher said, tonight we're going to work on automatic writing. At which point a day, I just started cracking up laughing, and I said, oh, that's never going to happen for me. I've been trying that for months. And as those words were coming out of my mouth, spirit grabbed a hold of my arm, and the next thing I knew, I was drawing the most beautiful circles and figure eights that anybody's ever seen in their lives. And everybody in class is just kind of watching me. I'm kind of watching me, too, because it didn't feel like my hand. It was just kind of different. And the teacher yells, control it, control it. And, you know, me, I'm such a smarty pants. I said, control it. I don't know how. We haven't had the class yet. And I just waited until my hand was done, And but that was my first contact, my first connection with Jeremy, it turned out. And then I just every day, you know, he would come through and then other guides would come through. And I just went merrily on my way for many, many years until that dreaded day when Jeremy said to me that it's time to write a book. And that, my dear friend, is something that I never wanted to do. I did not want to come out of the spiritual closet. I was very happy just getting information and knowledge from my guides. But I guess they had things that they really wanted to get out there. And so the first was Windows of Opportunity. The next one was Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age. And then this final one, Spiritual Toolbox. So that's I came, as you said, throwing tantrums and kicking and screaming all the way to this point.
So your channeling is through automatic writing.
Yes, automatic writing. I do meditation with intent and, you know, different kinds of channeling as well. But I said earlier that automatic writing was kind of the lazy girl's way to do it. And maybe that wasn't the right thing to say, but I love automatic writing because maybe I am lazy. I don't know. But everything is right there for me. I don't have to strain my brain trying to remember what Spirit said to me. What I said, what they said, it's all right there. And when you're writing a book, that makes it so much easier.
Okay, so let's try and do, well, it's not impossible, it is possible. If you could give us a picture of what happens in your mind when you're doing this, when you're having this conversation, do you hear a different voice? Is it a feeling or your fingers just type the words without you having to think?
Oh, that is a very good question. I know that everyone has different ways of doing these things, and that's something very important that I do want your audience to understand. The way that I do this, the way that I do automatic writing, is not the right way. It just happens to be my way. It's a way. Spirit is individual. We're all individuals. So when we get together, that's going to be an individual thing. But for me, the way that it happens is, I mean, I'll just take you through the way that I do it. I used to do it with pen and paper. Now I do it on the computer. But let's just go with pen and paper. To start out, I would just sit down at the table and have a piece of paper in front of me and hold my pen by the paper. And then I would do like a little prayer of protection. I might meditate for a couple of minutes first also just to kind of clear my head. And then just relax, just kind of relax because Spirit is going to take over your hand. Now, the way that it happens for me, I hear what Spirit wants to write. I hear it in my head. And I hear it in my own voice. Now, some people hear it in different voices, but I happen to hear it in my own voice. And at the very same time that I'm hearing it in my head, my hand is the words are just coming out. Spirit is using my hand to write the words and then just going across the page. Now, for those of you who want to give it a try, first of all, if you send me an email, I will happily give you all of the instructions. I have them written down. I give them out in all of my workshops. But something very important, when you're trying, keep your eyes open. Don't close your eyes because otherwise when you get to the end of the page, you're not going to know. You're going to have to bring your hand back, right? Spirit is not going to bring your hand back, or at least for me, Spirit doesn't bring my hand back. So you want to bring your hand back so that you can start over again, you know, going across the page. And then I just usually keep going until they're finished. And when they're finished, they say that they're done, and they usually end with go in peace. And if I'm done, if I have to go somewhere, I just say, oops, I got to go now, you know, see you tomorrow. It's very, very casual thing. And I think that's something else that people need to know about Spirit. You know, Spirit and us, the only difference between us is that we're in bodies and they're not. So we really have the harder job right now, I think, because we have to deal with stuff like, I don't know, your equipment going all crazy when you're about to do a radio show, some crazy group hijacking your website, you know, breaking
right.
your toe before you're about to go on vacation in Seattle. You know, all of these things happen to all of us every day. So, you know, we definitely have it harder. But Spirit, they have a sense of humor. They're lots of fun. And as you start to work with your guides, you're going to see all the different personalities that they have. And really, you're just going to become friends with them, which is truly a great thing to be able to sit down and have conversation with your spirit guides.
Yes, yes, indeed. And you know, the voice thing, maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. Then I was, let's see, maybe we would take after, let's slow down, Addie. So the voice, because I know for me, when I ask my questions, what I hear sounds just like my voice. It's quiet, but loud enough for me to hear it. And I think in that space, sometimes people are saying, well, I don't know if that's me, if that's God. Well, how do I know if that's God's voice? Well, if people who are not doing automatic writing, or maybe they're just going about their business and they're asking, what should I do, Spirit? What should I do, God, right now? How would they be able to identify or make the distinguish if it's their voice or the voice of God?
Well, I think that's where the trust factor comes in, you know. First of all, I don't really know anybody who with a true heart, who truly wants to connect with their guides and to connect with Spirit, who's going to make this stuff up. Why would you? You're going to try and fool yourself. You're not going to be fooled, you know. So I think that's a key thing right there. And you know, Spirit very much wants to talk to us. They're waiting to talk to us. And in reality, Spirit is talking to us already 24/7. Our higher self is always in contact with us. And, I mean, you talk about listening to your gut or following a gut instinct. That is our higher self giving us direction 24/7. And I think maybe if we relate to that gut feeling a little bit for the audience and they start to warm up to that and think, oh, yeah, you know, I do have a gut feeling. I have had those gut feelings, and there have been times when, oh my gosh, I wish that I did listen to my gut instead of going in the opposite direction. Things would have been so much easier for me. I think that that's an easy, easy first step towards conscious communication with Spirit, because we all already have unconscious communication.
Yes, and the key thing that I find for me in what you just said is that trust. You know, if you ask the question, just trust what you feel. Trust, and it's the right heart, the right intention, do the wrong thing and it turns out right. But with wrong intention, you can do the right thing and it turns out wrong. So it's really about trusting, having the right intention, knowing that you know, the answer is already there. It's really for us. It's really for us to trust what we're getting, and trust makes a difference. Now, I want to move you to talk a little bit about the book and how it's different from the other books. It's a spiritual toolbox, and then I want to talk about some of the chapters in the book. So tell us about spiritual toolbox. What is it about?
Okay, well, the other books are much more about reading and absorbing information. But this book, Spiritual Toolbox, this isn't really about reading. This is about doing. Because sooner or later, we have to realize, okay, we have read all of these great books. We have absorbed all of this information. We've taken all these great workshops. We've done this. We've done that. But then the time comes to take action. And this is a book about taking action. And what happened here with this book, and what makes this so different, I think, from the other two books, is that what Spirit had in mind, what they did was, six of my guides from the other side of the veil came together with six metaphysical professionals from this side of the veil. And together, we put together, I was kind of like the MC for these groups. And together, yeah, right?
I like that.
So there was my role. We put together a group of exercises and meditations and wellness information, how to access the Akashic Records, crystal healing, information about walk-ins, tons and tons of great meditations and things to do to move forward. And all of the exercises and meditations that are in the book are included on a CD that comes with the book. So all you got to do is plug that CD in, and that just makes it very, very easy to take that step into doing.
Yeah, I see that you have different people joining in the book. Your guys I want to talk about, but before we do the guys, let's see. Let's talk a little bit about guides before, I think when we come back on the other side after Celestial Moment, that's what I want to go into chapter one, which is we are God.
Stop scaring me, I might hang up.
Sherry, you are God.
And so are you, Ade. So are you.
I know that's right. You couldn't give me back. And so are you.
Sticks and stones, baby.
You can get that's a spiritual attitude. Sherry, you are God. You can heal your toes. So are you, Ade. Now what? Let's meditate. Let's talk about your guides, because some of your guides here that you have in the book, some of them I'm just hearing about looking in your book, and but I know Jeremy Gilbert because they were in the other books. And then you had somebody who was once a friend on this side.
Oh, you're going to make me cry, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So before you cry, and you can cry now, it's fine too, because we got you. Because I want to hear about that. That's very important. Now, because for some people, because we think guys are people, non-physical beings, or, you know, sometimes some of the guys say they've lived on this planet many, 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 many years ago. And I think intellectually it's kind of hard to kind of grasp that. What was that? What does that look like? And then you have someone who's a dear friend who is helping you on the other side. So what are guides?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that guides are just us, not in physical form, and they've agreed to spend a little bit of time helping us get through this journey that we're on. You know, I mean, I think that we all need a little help from spirit with all the things that we have to go through. So, I mean, for me, I have maybe six guides that I work with on a semi-frequent basis. And I got to tell you, Ade, and you're going to crack up laughing at this, but I have guides that I barely heard from in the last 30 years. But when I started Guide Group Fridays on Facebook, which are just messages from my guides, some of those guides just started coming across all the time. Who knew that they were going to love Facebook? Yeah, they're all into social media. I couldn't believe it. So,
they were waiting for you to update your app. You weren't in control, you know, you were kind of behind. That's funny.
Yeah, I know. But they're here to help us now. Like Jeremy, my guy Jeremy, he was the first one that I made contact with, and he has been with me for my whole life. He is like my go-to guide, you know. Whenever I'm looking to find out about something, I need clarification, he's right there for me. And he was kind of the leader of the group for that first book, Windows of Opportunity. Him and along with my grandmother, who they put in charge because they knew that I would obey her, because who's gonna say no to my grandmother? Nobody who knew her would ever say no. So to whip me into action and get that book done, they brought my grandmother on board. So Son of Rash is not the first person that I knew on this side of the veil who kind of cracked the whip for me as far as these books are concerned. You know, my guy Gilbert, he came in to start to work with me on raising our vibrations for the new age. My guide Selena, who is in Spiritual Toolbox, I worked with her back in the 80s. She was doing a lot of energy work with me to help raise my vibrations to take me to the next level. Alexio Porath, he gave me a lot of information about Arcturus. And Agnanda, he hails from Arcturus, and he had a lot of energy work to give me for raising our vibrations for the new age. So they all seem to kind of have their own place in the scheme of things. But Son of Rash, what she did for Spiritual Toolbox was she channeled a lot of the information about our higher self. And Sana, I first met her when she was my boss at a company called Periwinkle National Theater for Young Audiences in New York. And then we became great friends, and we would take lots and lots of metaphysical workshops together. And she was actually sitting right next to me when I made first contact with Jeremy, when I first broke through with automatic writing. And so when she passed away, I was kind of hoping to get a message for her, you know, and from her. And a little time went by, and I really didn't get anything. And then when we started to work on this book, boom, here she comes, and she's got all this great information about our higher self. So I was very, very thrilled to hear from her. Oh, and I got through that without crying. Yay.
Well, I want to ask you a question about her. When you heard a voice, what you heard, was it similar to what she was like when she was in the body, or was it different?
You know, I was just thinking about that today because I was just taking a quick look over Spiritual Toolbox thinking, oh, I wonder what he's going to ask me today. I better take a little look at this and, you know, and just kind of prepare myself. And I turned to the pages first that she channeled, and I was thinking, this part sounds just like her. This part doesn't quite sound like her. Oh, but look, this part does sound like her. Mm. But, you know, Sunna Rash, who she was when she was Sunna Rash, is not who she really is. You know what I mean? It's just an aspect of her higher self.
Right.
So, I think it's possible that, you know, that she could go back and forth. Also, I know that we weren't just having a conversation. She was writing for this book, you know, to be included in this book. So she, you know, in certain turns of phrase, she may have been, wanting to say it in a certain way for the book. But in other turns of phrase, it was very much the Sunna that I was used to. So a little of both.
Mm. So do you two sometimes catch up on what happened in the past when she was in the body?
You know what? No. No. Okay. And I'll tell you why, because I can't go there. I just can't. So it's not her. But, I got the information from her, you know, for the book. Once in a while, she'll come through on Guide Group Fridays as well. But other than that, it's just too emotional for me.
Right. I can understand that. And of course,
that's why I'm a secretary, not to spirit, not a medium.
You said, you just say, all right, I have no questions other than
that's
what
right.
I need to know.
give me the business and let me go on before I start blubbering like a fool. Yeah. Although it's not like that for me with Jeremy or Gilbert because, you know, I mean, while I do know them, I didn't know them in body, so it's a different kind of thing.
Right. We got a question before. I want to address this before we take a break. Tamara Joy in the chat room said, I haven't done my automatic writing the last few months. Very hard emotionally, and I have lost my connection with spirit. She said,
no,
I
didn't
start again. And you can speak to that. But here's the question that she has. She said, what did Sherry's teacher mean when she said control it when she was doing the automatic writing? Why would you want to control it?
Oh, well, because what she meant was to not do circles and figure eights, that and also to keep my hand on the page because I wasn't expecting spirit to come through. It was kind of a surprise. I had just said this would never happen for me, and boom, my arm and my hand just started moving around with the pen. And what she was trying to get me to control was to do words instead of just figure eights and circles. That's what she meant by control it. And also, don't worry about losing your connection. First of all, your higher self is still with you and your guides are right there. So sit down, take a nice deep breath, and tell your guides you're ready to begin again.
Yes. Sherry Cortland is my guest. She's the author. Her latest book is Spiritual Toolbox. And everything you need, there's different exercises in there. She said earlier there's a CD that helps you through the process. To find out more information, Sherry, is it okay to go to your website now?
I think not because the Serbian militia has taken it over. And right now, depending on what browser you're on, you could maybe see the website. It may be working. I know Internet Explorer it's not working on yet. I think it'll be fixed in another day or two. But if you go to my Facebook page, you can get information there, and you can also contact me through Facebook. And anybody who wants those instructions on automatic writing, just, you know, log on to Facebook, send me a little note, and I will happily email them to you. The same thing with How to Spot Windows of Opportunity. I have a handout for that as well.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it. I'm using Chrome. I was able to get on it.
Can you click on anything and will it take you to that page? Because when I tried to click through Chrome earlier, it wouldn't do it.
Let's see. Let's
see. Okay, let's go. Let's go here. Spiritual Toolbox. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It is working.
Are there like five? Are there like five boxes going across the top?
Yeah.
With different subjects, and one of them is you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, then it's back up with Chrome. Okay, great. Well, then if you go on to Chrome, then you can email me through the website. That would be great. Otherwise, just go to and find my Facebook page. It's just my name, Sherry Courtland.
Right, and because it's in the process of rebooting, your system is.
Yeah.
Make sure, listeners, when you go there, have your protection on your computer. Be responsible. And or else go on Facebook. So that way everybody's happy. Okay.
Yeah,
so
and they're working on it right now. Hosting Matters is working on it, and I think it's just a matter of another day before they finish it.
Right, right. We're going to take a break. Come back with what are we doing? Celestial Moment, and then we'll talk about Chapter 1. We know it intellectually, but we want to have a conversation that is about, you know, that's embodied truth that we are God. So we'll talk more about that. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com. And, boy, there's so much going on. Actually, I'm going to do this. Take that out. Let's take a break. And the number is 347-426-3346. If you have any questions for Sherry about where you are, your spiritual growth, some guidance, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Once again, the number is 347-426-3346. And if you can't call in because you're at work or whatever the case may be, you can go to what I call the land page, land pages. The land pages is like page and fan page put together. So if you go to the land pages, there's the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show land page. That's right. I make up words, and I stand by my words. I stand by it. Or you can go to the Life Conversations Radio land page. All right, people got to slow down. People can't catch up with you making up words. Okay, I can't help it. Like page or fan page. You can post your questions there. It's easy for us to get to it. And now we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mark. The email address is radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I'm Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hey, folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, my brother, my friend, the wonderful elder, Jack Armstrong. Yes, it's time for Celestial Moment, and we're going to continue the conversation with Sherry Courtland. Her website address is just that, Sherry Courtland, C.C.C.C.C. Just slow down, because you're not in control today. All right, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I, Courtland, CORTLAND.com. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, Life Coach today. And if you could do me an honor of opening up Sherry's mic so I can talk to my sister friend real quick.
I'll be happy to do that. There, she's unmuted.
Sherry,
oh my gosh, I'm so happy to talk to you.
You know what? I have to tell you that one of the reasons why we need you more regularly on the show is that you are a living example that you can connect with spirit and stay grounded and share your gift. Not only that, you help us all come out the closet. And my first two conversations with you, the confirmations, our Shirley MacLaine connections, and just the journey that we've been on together, even though we didn't know each other, just really affirms my walk and what I'm going through. And I just want to say I love you. I love your guides. But I love the energy in you that lets you stay open to receive all of these gifts to share with us. You are so powerful and beautiful, and I'm wearing your amethyst on my neck. I wear it every day.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy that you like that, and thank you for saying all these kind things. You know, we're all connected, and as one of us moves forward, we all move forward. So that's why we got to stick together and help each other.
I know. I definitely get fed from the articles, your wall. I mean, I'm there, so I do advise people to go over to Facebook. And I wanted to tell you quickly, because you're so open, I had an experience last night where I got nudged to watch a movie, and I know you love this kind of stuff, so I think it's good for you too. And it was a movie that I was kind of like highbrow about it. I was like, I don't want to watch that. But I kept getting nudged, and so I went, fine. It was The Last Holiday. The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. Here's the thing, though, right? There's a scene in that movie where she's gambling, and she's risking it all. Now, anybody with addiction to gambling, I'm not telling you to do this. It's just for me. You know, it's a numbers thing. I'm going into a numbers thing for you. Honey, she told them to put it on 17. which is my number. And in the movie, she did it 3 times and won $100,000.
Are you going to get a lottery ticket today?
I know, that's right.
But I know that part of my being open to that is because of people like you, to trust myself, to know, yes, your mama did come through a movie, made you watch it, and remember to trust your gifts. I love you, and act like this is your last holiday right now, and live life using all the spiritual tools that Sherry has put in the spiritual toolbox. That's my gift for you. Watch that movie, and let's go on a trip. Let's have some fun. All right, 17. And there's an Isis 8 in there. Isis 8, you're my confirmation, too. Thank you. Now, let me tell you guys about the energy of the day.
I'm going to go and play 1, 7, and 8 on something.
I know, that's right.
I'm telling you, it's such a beautiful gift when you can, when you have that. You know, we had somebody yesterday who uses numbers in a lot of the same ways that I do. I could tell you what they mean for you, but what really matters to me is, and, you know, I'm not even telling you radio is the spirit of the mind. 17 is so important because it's the number that my mom was born. She was born on the 17th, and she transitioned on the 17th.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, my God, I have goosebumps all over. That's your message from your mom.
Yeah, from a movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you see what? This, you were awake. You were awake to this. And you listened and you watched the movie and you paid attention. The 17 was up and you recognized that it was a message from spirit. And that is such a great first step for folks to start to pay attention to those repeating numbers, or when you're hearing the same song over and over again, that kind of thing. Those are messages from spirit. It's not the two-way conversation that I want for everybody, but those are messages from spirit.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I knew you would appreciate it. And I think, you know, sometimes when these moments happen, I forget. And it's just a powerful way to share it with the listening audience that you can do it too. You know,
absolutely.
You tune in. So get Sherry's book. So thank you for that and allowing me to share it. You are so beautiful. And hey, let me find out. I got to find out your birthday when we're off the air. Because,
okay.
My birth cards are also 17 and 8, honey. Wink, wink. So if you want to know your birth cards, let me know, and we'll see if these numbers have been showing up for you. Okay, we'll work it out.
It's
all
a
right.
Date.
It's a date. Yep, I can't wait. I'll get that to you. All right, Life Coach Today, I am ready. Hello, beautiful people. Hi, Mom.
Hey, the great thing about what you're sharing with Sherry, you also helping, I mean, what Sherry highlighted is the idea of knowing that to be open to the messages and the answers to come in different ways. And, you know, that's what J.D. Messenger was saying yesterday, is that be open to the answers. And that's what it's right there for us. So, yes, thank you for sharing that. And last holiday, great movie. I loved it. So, anyway.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yes, I watched it. Thank you very much. You said what?
Oh, I didn't know you saw it.
I mean, come on, man. Anyway, tell us what the energy of the day, the weather of the day is.
I am so happy to do that. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is 4. The number 4 shows up as a deer in medicine cards, representing gentleness and compassion. We also learn to walk in authority and reason, for the number 4 shows up as the emperor in the tarot cards. The emperor is astrologically connected to the sign of Aries. The 4th chakra is the heart chakra. Open us up to agape love when it's balanced. Bring these energies together, and you have an amazing tool I like to call compassionate power to raise your vibration and those of others simply by you being the love you are. The 4th letter of the alphabet is D, and words like destiny, dreaming, and discovery
connect us to the magical power of number four. Now today, for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the dolphin of the medicine cards. Its number is not four. It's actually 40. But when you add 4 plus 0, you get 4. So here we go. Dolphin, breathe with me. Breath of the divine, manna of the universe. In oneness, we entwine. Breathing with the divine is our sacred gift. The breath of life is a divine breathing as us. The divine dolphin is our teacher, showing us how to breathe between worlds, air and water. The dolphin also teaches us how to release emotions through its breath. It creates a rhythm and sound. We have our own sounds, and it's time to express them authentically instead of all of this shallow anxiety breathing that drains your energy. So tap the logic and freedom of the air and connect with the emotions of deep waters, and you will find yourself at home between two worlds with tools to transform your energy instead of wasting it. It all starts with your breath. So exhale, family. All is well. And that's the story of four. So to our friend the dolphin, I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
I'm taking deep breaths. Embracing the breath of life that's moving through me. Thank you, thank you. Appreciate you.
My pleasure.
And we'll ship it back tomorrow around 1 for
yeah.
Celestial moment. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going
to call some people real quick. I'll get
say that
back.
Again, Celeste.
You've got some people that you know, I believe I saw Ashande, and there's a Renis and Uniquely Kai and Sweet Tea mm-hmm. from D.C. I just wanted to love out on some of your folks before you start the rest of the conversation. And I love you, Sherry. Until next mm-hmm. time.
All right. Thanks, Celeste.
My
yes,
pleasure.
Yes, yes. And it's being generous. You got some stuff, some CDs and some books to give away. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We got someone online who'll be a receiver one of those gifts. But don't just call in saying, you know, like the regular radio and say, oh, I'm just calling in for the gift. No. You only get to keep what you give away. So you got to bring something to the table. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived. You can subscribe on iTunes. Simply enter Life Conversations. And, it will be downloaded onto your device, your laptop, and whatever you got. We're having a conversation with Sherry Courtland. She's the author of Spiritual Toolbox. We all have the tools. Some of us have tools they're just overloaded with all kind of stuff. But I don't know why I can't fix my life. And the universe is saying, because you're not using the tool. And Sherry's here to help us move slowly towards the tool, even while we're growing through a lot, to know it's okay to apply what we've got. Hey, Sherry. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good, good, good. Now, let's talk about this chapter. In chapter 1 of your book, under the section, where it's about who are we? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I always ask my guests, who are you? And, you know, a better understanding of who we are helps us move through life challenges easier, I think. So the guys were telling you that we are God. Can you tell us more about that?
We've all heard this. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We've all heard this over and over about how we're a spark of God, but I don't think that anybody has really gone into it in depth before. And that's something that the guide group really, really wanted to get out there in this book, so much so that they started out the first chapter and they titled it We Are God. So they were right in the face about it right from the very beginning. And what they want us to understand here is that we're not separated from the source. We're very much a part of it. You can call it God, source, creator, whatever term you want to, but they want us to understand that we are part of that and that we are seeking out and having experiences and we're seeking information on behalf of the origin or the source or the God entity. And since we are part of that, we're also doing this for ourselves. As each one of us grows and learns more things, so too does the Source or God learn more things. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's woo. That's good. You know, I caught it at the end of it. It's like, wait a minute. So it's like it's a reminder that we are all part of the whole.
That's right.
And
we're all connected.
That's it. We're all part of the evolution. Rather than saying, well, why doesn't God do anything? Why is the world like this? God is mad at the world. No. We are it.
Why doesn't God answer our prayers? I mean, to me, that was the biggest thing. You know, you see heartbreaking things. You hear about heartbreaking things every day. And people are praying and praying and praying to God. And why isn't God helping? You know, I'm a good person. You're a good person. Why isn't God helping? Because God can't step in or is not going to step in and interfere with a plan of action that you've set up for yourself. When we come into body, we have a plan. We've decided what experiences we want to have for the growth of our soul, maybe some karmic payback there, some karmic debt there that we want to clear up, or just plain experiences that we want to have for one reason or another that is not known to us consciously, but our soul very much understands it. That's why some prayers are answered and some prayers are not answered, because to answer certain prayers would be to throw us off the very, very important life plan that we put together for ourselves. And that understanding is going to be very, very difficult for some people, and here's why. Because it means that we're responsible for our own lives. We have to take responsibility.
Go ahead.
That's why I didn't want to even put this in the book. It's like, okay, I've been searching for the truth of who we are and why terrible things happen to nice people, and here finally after 30 years, I've got it all in one chapter, but then I don't want to put the chapter in the book because I'm afraid, oh my God, this is not going to be good. What are people going to say? What are they going to think? They're going to think, oh, she's anti-religion, she's anti-this. It's not true. I'm all about the truth, and my job is to search out the truth, and so sometimes I have to move past myself and I have to bring out what's given to me. And it's such a simple and short thing that they've given here, but I think that it has a very, very large impact on us.
It does. I was watching a documentary. I think it's I Am by Tom Shadyac. And I remember, or maybe another one, but I remember when they were telling people something about you are God, or that kind of conversation anyway. And I remember somebody saying, wow, that's a lot of responsibility. to think of themselves as God is like, that's a lot of responsibility. I don't know if I want to take that on. And it's like we sort of.
There I am. I know I'm going to sound far. Can you hear me, Sherry?
I can hear you, yes.
Come on, God, fix this problem.
Just so you know that you're not alone, I've had emails from two other radio show hosts, both telling me that they're having problems. And I got a very interesting email this morning. Do you know who Dee Wallace is? She's an actress, and she's also written several spiritual books. I got an email from supposedly from her that she was robbed and that I need to send her $2,650 USD immediately and that she'll refund me this back tomorrow because she's stuck in a foreign country. So I think obviously she was hijacked. A lot of people are experiencing stuff today. Something very big must be going on.
Yes. This is while I've been talking to you, I've been disconnected twice. It's the second time. And when I came back on, you were still talking. I said, don't interrupt her. Let her keep talking. So anyway, what was I saying? I don't even remember what I was saying before. Oh, something
we were
about
responsibility and the I Am.
That's right. Yeah, and that whole thing about being responsible for our own health and well-being is somewhat scary. And I think when we don't know who we are, that causes us to be scared. It causes us to feel like, oh, well, I don't have the power. And I think there needs to be a sort of reprogramming on a conscious, on a deep level to really, and that's, you know, your book, like Spiritual Toolbox, really, Toolbox really helps because you have different practices that people can do. You take them through the process of meditation. There's the CD. You talk about the aura. You talk about connecting with the Akashic Records. And I really do believe, and I've been saying this for a long time, one, it's time to apply what we know. It's time to step into action and stop talking, just stop talking about it. Apply it. And the truth is, God can only do for us what God can do through us. So it is a big responsibility, but we have the ability to respond to what life is asking of us. So we can do it.
We do. We all have that power. That is just, that's part of our job as a human being, is to wake up and reclaim our power. And it's very, very easy to be a follower. It's very easy to be mainstream. It's much more difficult to step outside of the norm, to step outside of the box. Believe me, I know, because I didn't want to come out of the spiritual closet, but I'm out. But we have to become leaders. We have to become leaders of our own spiritual journey, because nobody else is going to lead us. We have to lead ourselves. Right? So sometimes it's okay to be a follower, but when it comes to our own journey, we need to lead. And again, that's what this new book is about. It's time to stop reading. It's time to apply all the great knowledge and wisdom that we've gathered over the years and put it to use in our own life to expedite our spiritual growth.
I love what you said. We must become spiritual leaders of our own spiritual journey. Just meditate on that. Woo! Okay. Thank you. Let's take a call. This is interesting. We're going to take a call. We're going to go to Sherry. And Sherry has a question for Sherry. Hello, Sherry. Meet Sherry. Sherry, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hello. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. Okay. So what's your question for Sherry? Cortland.
Well, I guess my question, it could be for both. How do you know which way spirit's trying to communicate with you? Would it be through automatic writing, through signs? I mean, how do you know which avenue they're trying to come in to communicate?
Well, that's a great question, Sherry. Spirit comes in on many different levels. Some of the easiest ways to start to spot communications from spirit is what Celeste was talking about earlier with the Queen Latifah movie. You know, she recognized some synchronicity in that. When you start to see the same numbers over and over again, you know, go and look up what that number means. And there's a message there for you. If you hear the same song over and over again, there's a message there. And that's like a beginning way to do it. But spirit is going to work with you any way that you're comfortable. They're not trained in any one method. And whatever works for you, if you want to meditate with intent and say to the universe, I intend to meet my spirit guide today and get a message from him or her, then that's what's going to happen. Sit your butt down, open up your mind, and listen, and then trust what you're getting. If you want to do automatic writing because, like me, you want to have a written record of it, then sit down and try the automatic writing. But spirit is going to work with you in whatever way you're comfortable with.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, great question.
You know, yes, it is. And just play with it. Just play with it. Try different ways. Write, you know, learn about channeling, conscious channeling. I know for me, there are times when I write some things and I'm just like, whoa, I know I did not think that up. And so, I mean, spirit talk to us in so many ways, but you got to set the intention. You got to set intention and play with it. So thank you for that question, Sherry. Don't hang up.
Thank you.
This is going to get your details. We've got a gift for you, a gift from Sherry to you. So don't hang up, okay? All right.
Perfect.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Let's go to
Mother Wit, Valerie. Hello, Mother Wit. How are you doing?
Hello, Ade. I am doing very well. And I'm doing even better because of this show. So I really want to thank you for having this show. And I really want to thank your guest, because she has helped me.
Sherry Cortland.
Yes, she has helped me understand so much. Sherry, I grew up Jehovah's Witness, but I've always had spiritual guides. I've always had ancestors around me. And even when I wasn't able to give them names or understand why, I knew that they were there for me. And they were, like you said, the repetitive things. When I was little and I would go sit in the fields when I was blue, and if I wanted an answer to something, if it was going to go my way, I would see a red-tailed hawk, always. And that let me know whatever it was right, or that was the right way to go, or that was the right thing to do. But my beliefs taught me that that was spiritism, and that was demonism, and that was blah, blah, blah. And when you said coming out of your spiritual closet, you just liberated me so much.
Oh, my gosh. Because I'm so happy.
I totally get that. I totally, you know, I had never looked at, you know, I know that there are things that I have and I experience that I don't normally share, and I am just coming out of the closet. And Celeste and Ade have helped me with that a great deal, with being a messenger and feeling free and just letting, you know, let speak what comes through. The other thing I was telling Celeste about is there are many times when I am busy and I write poetry, so I keep pens all around and paper. And I often find myself just scribbling and doodling. And I've tried to do the automatic writing a couple of times. Have not been able to do it. But I'm always writing the infinity signal. Symbol.
You know, I have a friend who just started to do automatic writing. And I had lunch with her a couple of weeks ago, and she brought her writing with her for me to take a look at, and that sign was repeated over and over and over again, too. So I find that very interesting. But, you know, I sat down for 3 months and got absolutely nothing. And then I kind of broke through and had that first contact. So don't give up, and especially if you're getting that infinity symbol. What does that mean? It means eternity, doesn't it, Ade, Celeste?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's, you know, maybe the guide that's coming through is trying to let you know that it's someone that you've been with through eternity, through the eons. I don't know, but I'm sure that there's a very special reason for that. And, you know, something else that I just wanted to mention very quickly to you is as you start to come out now and share with other people, that was my biggest fear, was of business people that I worked with, knowing what my beliefs were. And when my book started to come out, and you can't hide anything these days with Facebook, you know, and social media, what I was shocked to find out was the people that I thought were going to kind of turn against me or maybe even fire me, those people could not wait to get me in a room alone and ask me questions and share their own experiences. They were happy to have somebody to talk to. And I bet you're gonna find that out, too, as you start to talk with people.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I want your book.
Well, tell that to Celeste, because I'm giving away all three of them today.
Okay.
Celeste will get your address if she doesn't have it already, and you will get a book. We'll send you a copy of the Spiritual Toolbox, because it's time to press the application key and keep doing what you do, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Sherry, also one of the things that I was kind of feeling as well when you were talking is I think and I want to hear your thoughts on this, that it could be helpful for people if they sort of let go of what they call their way of having their direct communication, automatic writing, conscious channeling, to ask from a place of openness, because if I think it has to happen a certain kind of way, then I'm very rigid about it. It's the idea to keep conversation goes to be open and be fluid. For me, sometimes when I'm writing, sometimes when I'm doing the show, sometimes I hear things that's coming through me, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. I would say on the show, oh, my God, this is good, because I can hear it. I can hear it coming. And when I write things sometimes, if I didn't put my name to it, I would swear I didn't write it. So what do you think about the idea of being fluid and being rather than trying to label on it? Go ahead.
I am so glad that you brought that up, and I am ashamed of myself for not talking about that when Sherry from Iowa was on the phone. Because, you know, in the beginning, when all that I did was to try and emulate Ruth Montgomery, then I tried to emulate Shirley MacLaine. Every book I read, I tried to do exactly what I was reading in that book. And, again, everybody has their own way of doing things. No two people are ever going to channel exactly alike. So I wasted personally a lot of time trying to do things the quote-unquote right way instead of just enjoying the experience. You know,
right.
You guys are talking about playing and having fun, and this should be a joyous thing to make contact with spirit and just enjoy the moment, enjoy the journey, and not worry so much about getting it right. Because I wasted a ton of time on that, and I'm so glad that you brought that up.
Yes, yes, yes. All is well. Now, we've got another question for you, which is a good question. And
okay.
So people are expanding and getting to this point, you know, when we're talking about energy. Energy is everything, the different kind of energies. And the question is from Ashende. The question is, has Sherry ever received disturbing, distressing information? How does she handle it? And also, does she have any psychic protection techniques she undergoes before going into the realm? That's from Ashende.
Oh, well, that is a great question, Ashende. Thank you for asking that. I do a prayer of protection, and I have that included. That's in all of my books and on all of the handouts that I have. So just write to me, and I'll happily send you my prayer of protection. I always figure, what the heck, you might as well just have that little bit of extra insurance. I'm really not worried. I think that when you hit a certain vibrational level, you know, I think that you attract – being spirit of that vibrational level, and you really don't have to worry about lesser beings attaching onto you. But I know that a lot of people do worry about that, and I say, do not let that interfere. Say a prayer of protection, you'll be fine, and then, you know, move on with your business. And remind me what the first part of that question was.
He wants to know if you've ever received disturbing, distressing information, and how did you handle it?
Okay, well, I received very disturbing and stressful information when they told me they wanted me to write books, and I kicked and screamed, and I shoved the manuscripts in a drawer for a year because I didn't want to move on, but I know that is not what he's talking about. I remember when I was writing Windows of Opportunity, and they were writing about the fact that George Bush and Obama were in Atlantis together, and George Bush was part of the destruction of Atlantis and how Obama was trying to fix things. And then they made a judgment call of who was going to win the election. If you are a Republican, you would have been disturbed to, you know, for me to have put out there that Obama was going to win the election. My guides don't normally do predictions like that. When they started to chat about We Are God and a lot of the higher self information and stuff that's in Spiritual Toolbox, I ran away scared and didn't want to include it. So I don't predict the future. I just take down information. And if I don't understand the information that's coming through to me, I will question them as if I was a reader of this information, so that I can give it to my readers in the clearest and highest way possible. So I don't get predictions, really. I mean, I have gotten stuff that I haven't liked, and if you read my books, you'll see that I come out and say, you know, I didn't like this, and how come you're saying this, and what about this? But, you know, disturbing information, probably only disturbing personally to me. Great question, though.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And once you know, because when we receive the information, yeah, on a human level, some information might be disturbing, but how much do we trust the information we're getting? And if we're going to just pick and choose what we think is good to share and what's not good to be, then it's not even a point asking spirit for answers, you know? So
that's right.
That's part of doing the spiritual work, pulling out your spiritual toolbox so you can be ready for whatever you receive and being responsible
for
what you get.
And it comes back to trust, right? It all comes back to trust.
Indeed. And, you know, before we let you go, I know we're up against that time. I want to ask you this because I hear in your book you talk about the transition and the whole thing about the 3D to 5D. I want you to talk about that, and I have a question about that because the whole – when people talk about moving from 3D to 5D, and I'm thinking, what happened to 4? And then the other thing is in your book, your guys talk about the 5D, five-dimension Earth. What does that mean? Does that mean people have to die? And if that's the case, a lot of people rushing. That means you're leaving this planet. This planet is amazing. Earth is amazing. I'm loving it. So tell us about the 3D, the 5D, what happened to 4, and what does it mean that we're transitioning to 5D?
How much time do I have?
You've got time, as long as you don't have to rush away. We've still got about 10 more minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, when I wrote Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age, there at the time, of course, there was a lot of talk about 5D Earth, New Earth, you know, as Dolores Cannon talks about it in her books. And there was a lot of talk about what's going to happen on December 21st, 2012. I don't even remember the year that this was supposed to happen now. I've so put it out of my mind. You know, a lot of people were expecting the world to end, or they were expecting this big transition. And in Raising Our Vibrations, my guide said, look, you know, this is not going to happen. It's just not going to go that way. But so many, they did talk about a lot about New Earth and 5D Earth and making that transition. So when December 21st came and went and, you know, we didn't see millions of people disappear, I said, hey, in this book you said this, but this didn't happen, you know, so what's going on? Because I wanted to be able to tell my readers exactly what was happening, and I wanted to know as well. And a lot of the information that they gave about this made a lot of sense, really, because they said, yes, there are people who are transitioning to 5D Earth or New Earth, but there are also a lot of people who are staying here. And we can't just have millions of people abandon these perfectly good bodies and these very intricate life plans that we've all made for ourselves. So the way that it works, for those who truly, truly, truly want to transition to New Earth or 5D Earth, you know, if that's where you want to go, if that's what is the next best step for your soul, you'll make it happen for yourself, but you're not going to transition directly from 3D Earth to 5D Earth. It's not going to go that way. You're first going to transition to the other side, which is 4D, which is what we call the other side of the veil, where we go when we're between lives. That's what 4D is, right? You're going to go back. You're going to spend some time with your higher self. You know, your whole lifetime is going to be put into the Akashic Records. It's recorded in your higher self. And then you're going to make decisions. What is it now that I want to work on? And if 5D Earth is the best place for it, that's where you'll head. If coming back to 3D Earth is the best place for it, you'll come back here. If the outer ring of Saturn is the best place for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish, that's where you're going to go. So, you know, I think a lot of people got very, very caught up in this whole transitioning thing, and my guides are not in love with that, because planet Earth is extremely important. Our 3D Earth is very, very important, and if we just all abandon it, you know, what's gonna happen here? So they talk a lot in the new book about the here and now and how important we all are, and all of the things that we can still do and that we need to accomplish for this planet. Now, there were many people who, according to my guides, who did transition, you know, but transition is a slow thing. It's not a, we're going to do it on this day thing. It's a slower process. And my guides say that there are a lot more walk-ins here now than at any other time because many people did transition. They finished up, they transitioned out of their body, and because of the hard work of all of us, the vibrational levels of our bodies and of the planet Earth are such that walk-ins can much more easily come into a body these days than they could in the past. So we have more walk-ins here now on planet Earth than we've ever had before. Do you want me to talk a little bit about what a walk-in is?
Yes, please, because I was going to interrupt. It's like, okay, well, let's talk about the walk-ins. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, a walk-in situation is not a possession situation. It's not someone, a spirit coming in and possessing your body. An agreement has been made by two souls. So one soul is finished with the body, is going to move on, head back to the fourth dimension, and then another soul, a soul that's evolved enough to skip going through the birth process in childhood, is going to come into that body. Now, part of that agreement is that the incoming soul is going to finish up any of the karmic stuff, any of the loose ends that the outgoing soul has left. So the incoming soul will take care of that stuff, and then they'll get to work doing their thing, which generally speaking has a lot to do with helping the planet and helping other people. So that's really, my book goes into it in a lot more detail, but that's really what a walk-in situation is all about. And, you know, we should all give ourselves applause because we've made it possible for people to leave their bodies, head back, move on to other things, and these evolved entities to come in and help us further increase our vibrations and move our species forward, you know, help us to evolve.
Yes. And it's, you know, I think as you were talking, I'm thinking about the challenges and the joys and the laughter and the pain. Bring it on. I am loving every part of it.
Yeah. So, I know what you mean. And, you know, it's kind of like a rhapsody syndrome. You know, like we get this infection of wanting to get out of Dodge and wanting to go to something new because we think that something new is going to be better. But, in fact, I'm not saying that 5D Earth is better or 3D Earth is better. I'm saying that these different dimensions are new based on what it is that we need to do, what the work is that we need to do. And, you know, the whole abandoning and just sitting there and wanting to just pass the time and get the time over with and get out of here, that just wastes a lot of energy and a lot of precious time when we could be helping each other and helping our planet. So I think mm-hmm. it's a terrible little rapture bug disease, and and if we get it, I hope that we have good friends that will slap it off of our shoulders for us and shake us and say, wake up. You know, what's going on here and now, this is the most important thing and the thing that we need to focus on. We can worry about where we're going to reincarnate the next time that we're ready to reincarnate. For right now, let's focus on doing the best job that we can possibly do right here for each other.
Yes, indeed, and that's why your book is called Spiritual Toolbox. Are you ready to put on your big light worker pants on? Well, I put the on to it, but it's time to put
on your wonderful show.
Well, you put up with some great beings. Of course we can put up with you. We want to hear what you hear. And before you go, anything you want to share with our listeners before you go? Maybe something you're doing or just whatever you're feeling.
Well, I'm working on my newest book now. I'm working on a fourth book. But if anyone is interested, I had a lot of folks say to me that if they could not get to one of my workshops, they wish that I would put my workshop on CD. So I've done that now. I have a workshop on CD on expediting your spiritual growth and also another one on direct communication with spirit. And normally you could just go to my website and get those. Right now with the website problem, if you are interested in those CDs, just send me an email. They are $10 each, very, very inexpensive, and I'll get those out to you. If you want some information just on how to spot your windows of opportunities and relationship fill-ins or how to do automatic writing, I have the handouts that I do in my workshops. I will happily email them to you, no charge. just send me an email. You can do that through Facebook or my website if it is not if it's no longer taken over by the militia. I will get that out to you right away. And just trust in yourself. Trust in yourself, and you are going to move yourself forward. Remember how powerful you are.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much. So
it's time to release the show. I'm having some technical stuff going on here again. So yes, thank you, Sherry. Appreciate you, SherryCortland.com. Check it out tomorrow if you can get on tonight, today, tonight, to now, whatever time. But Sherry, SHERRICORTLAND.com is where you can find her. She is beautiful. She's a giver, and she keeps spirituality. She brings it to grounded space. Yes, and we're willing to be more. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And oh, but it's all good. Thank you all for tuning in, for listening. Those of you listening live, archive. Thank you for your support of Life Conversations Radio. If you want to share any of your gift, your financial gift, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, and there's a button there, or on the land pages, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show land page, or the Facebook, no, the Life Conversations Radio land page. We're out of here. Be loved. It is the essence of who you really are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it, and be loved. This is Makua Ray, Tapped In. I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern.
Love is a current of energy. Don't tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Current right now, oh, love is a current of energy. Get tapped in. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.